The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's Friday. Hope you had a good day, a good week. Weekend coming up, and I must say the weather has suddenly turned into what looks like it may be springtime, which is nice. The trees are budding. The plants are looking like they're going to come back to life, some of them. The lawns are greening up a little bit. It just takes 10 degrees, and amazing, magical things happen. I'm going to go down to Florida, where it's always nice, and talk to Admiral Harry Cooper. Hello. Welcome back.
Good evening.
Is it a good evening? Really?
Yeah. It was beautiful today. It was 85 degrees.
If glad
I had
to hear
any
it.
Sense, I would have taken the T-tops off the Corvette and gone out instead of working. But
you? Sense? You mixed the two in the same sentence? Very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting to make right decisions in my old age.
No. Your wisdom years, your wise years. There's nothing, there is nothing really called old age unless you think it. It's just a number. It's a joke. It's an effort to keep people under the boot of totalitarian control, which runs the gamut from the idea of thought and thinking to the physics of living in this culture, financial and political and all the rest. It's all control.
Well said.
Money? Yeah, okay, I'll take numbers with money. But when it comes to age, it's an illusion. You are what you think you are, and what they want you to think you are is old. If you get past 40, you're old. No.
I got past 40 twice.
Then there you go.
Yeah. And I guess you're right. You're only as old, what is it, Morris Dees is 83, and he got fired for sexually harassing some of the people that is, according to the reports I'm reading.
That's right. I read them,
well,
too.
Yeah. If he was sexually harassing Fat Heidi, the 550-pound lesbian that works for him, he should be shot.
Well, he's living his own hell. Let him. Whatever. Good luck.
Yeah,
anyway. Yeah. The SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. See how they work these words in?
Yeah.
Southern Poverty. Oh, Poverty. Law Center. Law. That must be good, huh? So
yeah.
It sounds like a caring organization. It's not.
No.
It's a hate-mongering machine of defamation, slander, and abuse. And it's always been that way. It's an arm and agent of, again, subjugation and control. And
yeah.
Whatever.
We got a report the other day from, I forget what news center it was, but they got like $1 billion operating fund with 130-some, I think it said 130-some hidden offshore. So
you're kidding. 100, 137, and then $1 billion?
That's what that report said, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well.
Yeah, you got to read the hot mails I sent out. It was in the hot mail a few days ago.
I tried to catch all of them. I missed one. I must have missed that one.
Probably intercepted by the spit lickers, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, I was just writing to someone a little while ago about the lives that you and I lead, and many others. Our mail is certainly being picked over, deleted, corrupted. I even get email written by me that I didn't write. I've seen it. It's crazy. And phone calls, I never get. People try to call me. They get a recording. The party you are reaching is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later. That's common.
They must be after you. I don't get that. I get calls half a dozen or more a day from machines selling me insurance. But then remember, this is God's waiting room down here in Florida.
Right.
And I live in the county that has the oldest average age of any county in the whole United States. And that's fact.
That's amazing. I didn't know.
Yeah, we like to say the average age here is deceased, but not quite.
That's funny. The average age is deceased. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you should see some of these people. But they still have their driver's license. They can't walk more than about 5 paces and they have to take a breath. They can't see past their hood ornament. They can't hear anything less than a brass band, but they got that Florida driver's license.
Well, just all I can suggest for people is to keep moving forward. Keep your brain as active as you possibly can. Don't sit.
Absolutely correct.
Do not sit and stare at the television. You don't use your brain. It's like a muscle. It'll become flaccid and useless, and eventually it won't work anymore.
Yeah, in another one of the hot mails I sent out, it said that I think it was the British Army was having trouble. No, it was Chinese. Chinese Army was having trouble with recruits because about 40% of them had only two-dimensional vision because they spent so much time looking at video game screens. So they didn't have depth perception. But, of course, in China, they've got a zillion people, so kick out all these guys. There'll be a ton more waiting.
Do you know that Google, all of us know, we all know that all the major arms of the Internet are privately owned, and they are owned and operated by international Zionism, okay? That's just the way it is. Google, not excluded. Google signed on with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
And they brought the SPLC in to help them police and determine what might be termed as hate on the Internet.
Right.
It's amazing. Here, look, let me just do this. This isn't necessarily what we're going to do tonight, but here's Tucker Carlson talking about the SPLC and Google's relationship. Now, I haven't heard this. I'm just going to play it because I trust Tucker. He's good.
Tucker's a sharp guy.
Yeah, here we go.
Google is policing the content posted to YouTube, and they're using a thoroughly discredited left-wing group to do that. Google has creating a group of trusted flaggers who will help the company monitor alleged extremist content on the website. One of those trusted flaggers is not trusted at all. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not an expert on the South or poverty or the law. John Stossel recently explained the truth about this group in an amazing report. Here's part of it.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, based in that building in Alabama, calls itself the premier group monitoring hate groups. Looking at their map of such groups, you'd think America was consumed by hate. I once believed in the center's mission. Well-meaning people still do. Apple just gave them $1 million. But what donors don't know is that today the center smears people who don't deserve to be smeared. The Southern Poverty Law Center now lists people like Ben Carson, Laura Ingraham, and Jeannie Pirro as extremists. But it doesn't list Antifa, the hate group that beats up people on the right. The center's become a hate group itself. It's now a left-wing, money-grabbing slander machine.
Yeah, I just said
it's
that.
It's a hate group. It is a hate group, too. Let's just be honest about that. Eric Schiffer is a tech entrepreneur, and he joins us tonight. So, Eric, you follow this stuff closely. How did the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is wholly discredited and wholly political, wind up policing content on the most powerful company in the world? How'd that happen?
You know, it's hard to understand. I think what was going on, Tucker, is that YouTube, in essence, was trying to be inclusive in their mind and really trying to have an optical perspective that they were being and doing everything they could, because they were taking a lot of heat from people saying they weren't doing enough to stop ISIS and extremist groups.
Right.
So that's what led to this. But it's just too far. I mean, you know, I can't imagine how they can have this group. And really, in my opinion, more should be done, and a lot more.
So, I mean, for people watching at home who think that, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center sounds like a legitimate group, give us an example of the people or movements or websites they have deemed out, you know, beyond the pale, haters, extremists. Who have they called that?
Well, I mean, Laura Ingraham, Ben Carson. I mean, you know, so you've got conservative figures that...
Yeah. Okay, you get the idea. Good job, Tucker, again, who goes as far as he can. He's on a leash.
And John Stossel is another sharp guy.
Yes, indeed. So there we go. And Harry has been, of course, smeared by the SPLC. They were smearing me too long ago to even remember. But that's okay. That's okay. They are known now, finally, by most people who still think and engage in the operation of using their mind as a hate group. They are a hate group, a slander smear machine, as you heard Tucker say, or John say. That's exactly what I've been saying for years.
Yeah, people still buy it, though, and there's something I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I was online to receive an honorary doctorate, because there's only one guy in the whole world that knows the U-boat history better than I do, and I got a call 3 days ago or whatever it was. The deal was off because the professor in charge read about me in on the Spitlickers website and was furious with the guy who promoted me towards getting this honorary degree.
Wow. Well, you deserve it, and to hell with them.
I'll agree with you there, because, you know, just stupid
people. They're stupid. They're cowardly.
They really have no one side of the story and don't bother getting the other side of the story, and they accept as gospel what is posted up there on the Spitlickers website. So, it doesn't cost me anything, because I wasn't going to get any money out of it. It just would have been nice, but there are other universities considering so. But they do have an impact.
Yeah, and it's basically predicated on cowardice, because the people are afraid to go against them. They're afraid of Zionist power. That's what it is. Simple.
Whatever the power is, they're afraid to go against them.
Yeah, yeah.
But poor old Morris Dees, he's been kicked out. A big deal. The guy's a multi-millionaire. So what? It just means he doesn't have to go to work anymore. He's got all the money he needs. He
That's
can just
right.
live a nice lifestyle. But as you know, he's been indicted on pedophilia in the past. And
what's the court records say?
Right. Yeah. He was trying to. He was waiting for the. I guess he married a lady. If I understand it correctly, he married a lady that had a teenage daughter, and he was trying to get a lot friendlier with the daughter than you would with your daughter.
Got it. All right. Enough. I think we've made the point. Yes, yes, yes. Moving on. What have you been doing here? We're getting ready to take a trip here again pretty soon, right?
What have I been doing? Working 12 hours a day. I've been in the office since 4 this morning. I slept late. Usually it's 3.
I'll call you and wake you up. Sorry, we can't have that.
Yeah, because you're still up at that hour.
That's
we got
right.
a 3-hour difference. No, I'm just putting all the final touches on our southern redoubt patrol, because the redoubt is what the Allies thought the leaders of the Third Reich were all going to head down to southern Bavaria and make a last-ditch stand. It didn't work that way, but we're going to tour a lot of those places that was important to the Reich and also important to the war itself. And then, as I said, I'll tell you a little more about the next book we're writing, but I couldn't put any photos of it up for reasons that'll be obvious when we talk about it, if we have time.
Very good. Now, all of you should go to the guest section at Rents and look on the left-hand side for Harry Cooper. He's right there. And under Harry's name is a link called Photos. So we want you to click that and load up the page. We're going to go through those tonight. All new photos. Who sent these photos in?
Oh, this was from Mike Hutzanger, the cricket king. And he was on the tour with us just a few months ago, September, October of 2018. Neat guy, friendly guy, got along with everybody, took some great photos, and also some videos, which we posted on our YouTube channel. So your listeners can go to sharkhunters.com, then click multimedia, then click videos, and there's hundreds of short videos there, anywhere from 30 seconds to 2.5 seconds, except the one.
2.5 minutes or seconds?
Minutes, yeah, no, you're right, I'm sorry. It's late here. 30 seconds to 2.5 minutes, there you go. Including one that's 30 something minutes long. That was our dinner in the castle in Austria where a lot of us were given roles. I was the king. Larry Kagan was the judge, et cetera. And so we played out a role. It was so much fun. We're going to do that again this year.
Yeah, good. When is the trip scheduled?
The trip is the last 2 weeks in September. I don't have the exact dates, but they'll be posted on the website shortly. And if any of your listeners want to be put on the roster for us to send them a reminder, just send us an email at sharkhunters@sharkhunters.com. Real easy to remember.
Very good. When's the last time you were on a boat, sailboat, having fun?
Oh, God. Long time ago, decades ago. When I first got married, we lived on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boat that before I met my wife, I was living for like 8 years in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
With an all-girl crew, anywhere from one to three girls at a time. I know, sounds decadent. Okay.
They kept Harry down below decks in irons. That was the issue that Harry never talks about. No, they fed him well.
Great cooks. Yeah. They were all great cooks, and that's what got me started on the history of the U-boats. I came across an island that allegedly had been giving fresh water and food to U-boats, and whether they did or not, we never found out. But that's what got my interest started. So when I got back to civilization, I lived on my sailboat summers on a lake outside Chicago on what's called the Chain of Lakes. And in 1985, they had a new office manager, and she didn't like me at all, because every time I'd come in to talk to her boss, John, who was a good friend of mine, for coffee in the morning, I'd have one or two little dollies with me, and the office manager just thought that was disgusting. So at the end of the summer, the office manager asked if I would take her for a ride on my speedboat. I had a really nice old car or two.
Mm-hmm.
I took her for a ride, my friend's office manager, both hands on the wheel. Well, we stopped at this bar, we stopped at that bar, and by late afternoon, we were getting along real well. 2 weeks later, we were married.
Is that how it happened?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
She made me give up all the girlfriends, so.
I can't imagine why. Pretty pushy of her.
Yeah, it saved my life because, you know, that was a year after my son was killed. I had raised him as a single dad.
Yeah.
And I was just was making a lot of money in those days, between $3,000 and $4,000 a week. And I was just packing money away. And as soon as I got between $50,000 and $100,000 in the bank, I was going to take off again for the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
With my sailboat, there never would have been a Shark Hunters. It would have died on the vine. But Kay, after we had our son in November of 87, we were still living on the sailboat down in Fort Myers. But then she decided, oh, Sean needs a swing. Sean needs a playpen. Sean needs his own big crib. And well, wait a minute, this is a 30-foot long sailboat. Well, that was it. Last time I was sailing.
Wow. Interesting. I didn't know that about Kay. She actually saved the SS Harry Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. I was living the, what is it, the swingers lifestyle, I guess. Of course, this was back in the 70s and 80s, too.
This is when swinging was only one direction, though.
Oh, yeah. Swinging meant you had a different...
It was hetero all the way.
Oh,
now,
oh yeah.
Now it's God only knows how many different genders.
Yeah, I couldn't keep track of them. Mm. But this was back during the disco days, where you go to a disco and you wind up taking some little gal home to your pad. And that's just the way it was in those days. Free sex, free love, rock and roll. Drugs,
right.
too, but I never did that. Never got into drugs. Boy, did I drink a lot, though, back in them days.
Wait a minute, Harry. Let me be the first to tell you. Alcohol is a drug.
Okay, well, other than alcohol, I never smoked cigarettes. I tried it once when I was 16. I thought, boy, you got to be dumber than a box of rocks to do this stuff.
You got to be dumb. Same thing with, I couldn't believe it. Just awful.
And alcohol, okay, if you want to call it a drug, fine. That was the only one I had. I never even tried marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, you know, since, February of 1987 was the last time I ever got drunk. Now if I have 5-6 drinks in a whole year, that's it. Because it's just, you know, when you're young and crazy, fine. That's part of the scene. But at least that was part of the scene when I was in my 30s. But now, you know, I'm not in my 30s anymore. And... getting wasted, you know.
Nah, you can't insult your body like that. No, there's no reason to. Young
true.
People can get away with it, at least physiologically. They can bounce back. But it's just times change, things change. You've learned. Look how much you've learned. There's an expression. We grow too soon old and too old smart.
Too late smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And somebody else, I forget who it was, but somebody said it's unfortunate that youth is wasted on young people.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, but that's just the way it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now we have these amazing products that can literally, I won't say reverse it, but they can sure bring aging to a damn near a halt. There are some extraordinary products. We had C60, Carbon 60 is one of them. Bio Superfood is another.
Yep.
These are just, they're Renaissance products, and they're available, and they're all natural, and we've got them, and I hope all of you out there will consider it. All right,
Our science is moving forward at such a rate.
The nice thing about it, it's all natural. These aren't pharmaceutical things. They're natural.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on a minute. We'll be right back with all of you out there, wherever you are. Okay, here we are back. And because of all this nautical stuff, or should I say nautical, see if you got that, nautical and nautical.
Okay.
That's nautical. I made that word up
okay.
Just for you. You don't get, did you get it?
Oh, sure, I sure did. I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, you don't look dumb at all. All right, here's Let's see. Here. This is for you. Sounds, the Sounds of the Sea.
Yeah, that was late 50s.
Yep.
That was when I was a teenager.
Yeah. The great Tony Williams.
Yep, and the Platters.
Yes, sir. All right, let's, shall we launch on our photo tour, thanks to Mike?
We're going to launch, thanks all to right. Mike. Yeah, all these photos are from Mike Hautsanger.
Hope all of you have them loaded up, and all you have to do is look at line one on the left, and let's open the first one. Just click on it. It'll pop up larger for you. There you go. All right. What is it?
We always start this tour. Used to be called the Southern Patrol. This is, now it's the Southern Redoubt Patrol. We always start in Munich. That is the City Hall. In German, it's called a Rathaus, R-A-T, house. So where else would you find the politicians except...
In the Rathaus,
In the Rathaus, right?
That's an old building. That survived the war. Or they built it after the war to rebuild it.
I'm not sure which it was, but so many of the castles over there, these castles that are, you know, hundreds of years old, really are only 50 or 60 years old, they've been rebuilt exactly as they were before the war. I don't know the story here on this one. I think this one was untouched. And at 11 a.m. and at noon every day, they have this incredible show of puppets coming out of that larger window up there in the center. They've got all sorts of puppets, life-size, people-size puppets coming out, shoemakers and bands and all sorts of stuff. Then at the very end, from one side comes the evil Red Knight. from the other side comes the hero Bavarian knight in his white and blue, not blue and white, it's white and blue, vice and blow, and they come and tilt with one another, and the Bavarian knight always knocks the evil red knight off his horse every 11 and 12 o'clock every day. So this is one of the things we try to start with. And then you'll notice the next photo, number two, knickknacks, souvenirs, thingamabobs, et cetera. We have time for souvenir shopping there in Munich and also in Salzburg later on. Just beautiful stuff, handcrafted, most of it. Some of it, though, we're finding is creeping in, made in China.
We'll oh, come on. From that German stuff, beer steins made in China.
Yeah, it happens. But we won't get off onto that tilt. So those are just some of the nice things. Oh, and we were having lunch there one day, and we walked out of a restaurant, and I heard from four blocks away, you cannot mistake the sound of a V12 Ferrari. Oh, man, coming up, what the heck was it, Maximilianstrasse, which is kind of like the Rodeo Drive of Munich. And here comes this V12 Ferrari. God, it just shook the windows. Love those things. Well, you know, I love powerful cars. I used to drive race cars.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Back in the days of...
Your ears picked that right up. No
oh,
problem.
Oh, man. You yeah. betcha.
You start vibrating to it, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
oh,
like
yeah.
the sound of a... It, for you, all right, most of us know what the sound of a Harley is like. It's an
oh, yeah.
unmistakable part of American culture. It's mm-hmm. really a it's a sound of spring also.
Yeah.
People come
and they
out.
Had a, I don't know if you're aware of it, but about 20 years ago or so, they had a real set to with one of the Japanese bike makers because the Japanese bike maker had built or tuned or whatever their engine to where it would sound like a Harley.
Oh, really?
And Harley took them to court and said, this is distinctive. And so they won. Harley won, and the Japanese bike maker had to go back to being...
like a sewing machine on steroids or something.
Yeah, right. You know, there's only two kind of motorcycles in the world, Harleys and those that wish there was Harleys.
I'm not going to argue that.
I way back in the old days, I had Harleys. I also had... never had a BMW, but I had a BSA, Triumph, mm-hmm. some of the others, but nothing like them big full-dress Harleys for a comfortable, comfortable ride.
I have an 06 Deuce.
Okay.
And really happy with it. Just great.
Yeah. I'd like to have a bike again, but here in this county, like I say, the average driver is over 70 and he can't see the hood ornament, so... I'd like to come home alive every day.
You can't see the hood ornament.
No, that's no joke. And here they got left lane hogs, you know, people in the left lane driving the same slow speed as the guy next to them in the right lane,
uh-huh.
and they just won't budge.
Uh-huh.
And we're always having motorcyclists get run over or hit because somebody just didn't see them.
Ouch. Well.
Yeah, I prefer coming home. So I got a huge, big truck that weighs about 4 tons.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great buy on that truck, too. I remember the story.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's working so beautifully. Everything on it was used. Everything on it still works perfectly.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and we don't have the rust problems that we had back when I was in Chicago.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Picture number three.
Yeah, after Munich, we head south. And this happens to be in one of the cemeteries. This is at the town of Berchtesgaden, which is absolutely a magnificent little town. And I won't translate the whole thing, but basically it means they're thinking about and they're honoring their lost men who were killed in action.
Sons lost in war.
Yeah, right, and never came home. So this is in one of the cemeteries. It's in the same cemetery as Dietrich Eckhart, the guy who founded the NSDAP,
mm-hmm.
sometimes falsely called the Nazi Party.
Nope. The Germans never used that term. It was a creation of Western intelligence
mm-hmm.
for propaganda and mind control reasons. They still use it today, Nazi.
Yeah, boy, they sure do.
Yeah.
Next photo, you know, I can't go very long without showing photos of food. This was just a small part of our breakfast buffet at the hotel there where we stayed at, where we're staying at again, the Hotel Alpine Rose. Man, oh, man, just huge spread. And like I say, that's only one small little chunk of it. There's a, it runs about, I'm guessing, 30 feet long, this shelf of food.
Those are sliced sausages and meats, of, looks like, ham?
That's correct. And sliced tomatoes, sliced cucumbers, and then in the back there's peppers.
Yeah.
That's
well,
just one little section.
Very artistic, very simple, but very attractive. So that's fun.
Really good.
Germans take great pride in their food, as most European countries do.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. Now, that's the picture we've never seen, I don't think, at least not from that angle. Mike got a good shot
we
there.
Haven't. Yeah, that's all that was left. You've seen the pictures before. Pictures
Remember now. Now you
right,
gave it away.
Right, it's the Geiger Hotel. Huge, big place. But this is all that was left of it.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley stayed there after the war. John F. Kennedy stayed there. Errol Flynn, I believe, stayed there. But it's evil because it was headquarters, regional headquarters for the Luftwaffe.
Right.
So they let it go to hell. And now they've torn it down, and what you see in photo five doesn't exist anymore. They broke it down.
You mean that's gone, too?
That's gone, too. Everything of the Geiger Hotel is totally gone. They filled in where the swimming pool was. It's nothing but a big, empty field.
It's disgusting.
History gone.
Yeah, sickening. But when you were there, that was the last part that was still standing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you look, let's see, who is it? Let me enlarge it. That's Mike. That figure you see in the picture, that's Mike trudging up to...
I'm sorry, the pictures aren't... I'm going to see if we can double the size of them. I don't know why they're this small, but they should be much bigger. I don't know why.
I don't know. I sent you what I got from Mike, and your guru down there in Brazil...
Yeah, we need to. I've already sent him a note asking him to double the size of them next time. But
okay.
they'll be doubled in the archives. So there you go.
Fair enough, yep.
All these are available at sharkhunters.com. All
you
of our
betcha.
Picture tours.
Yeah, and the short video clips, half a minute to 2.5 minute long clips.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this looks like a one-lane bowling alley. Sort of.
It's about 200 feet underground.
Yeah.
This is part of the tunnel complex that ran from underneath Hitler's home, Goering's home, Bormann's home, Speer's home, and various other facilities there. We get into it at the hotel where Hitler's guard stayed when he was on the mountain. You know, when we say we're going into tunnels and bunkers, people get the idea we're going to be crawling on our belly in mud. No, these are, you know, like 8 feet wide, 8 feet high, and if you look along the left side there, you'll see where it's a dugout thing with plates put over it, pieces of shale or whatever that is. Underneath that, that's where all the piping
all the pipes,
ran.
Electric,
all the fresh water ran.
Water, yeah.
Right. And
smart.
Then at the end where they had hatches, they had gas locks, too, to where nobody could gas anybody from inside.
Huh.
So, and those are still standing, and we go there, and it's just an experience and a half.
That tunnel is taken, obviously taken care of. It's shiny,
right.
And they want to. Too bad they don't do that with all of them, but whatever. Got some.
Unfortunately, yeah. So then, photo seven, it's less than 100 yards away. That, what you're looking at there, is the retaining wall behind where Hitler's home, the Berghof, had stood. They've torn it down because it was evil. The house had been bombed in the last week or two of the war, but most of it was still standing. And the U.S. Army had control of that whole area until 18, I think it was 1995, as soon as they pulled out and gave control back to the Bavarian government, well, boy, here comes the bulldozers. And they tore it all down. They tore down Bormann's house, Goering's house, everything they could. Except,
really,
it's, of course,
makes me sick. They could have restored it and as an historical artifact, which
they
is
don't
what
see
exactly
it that
should
way.
Have been. No, it's stupid.
And they could have put up a turnstile there, and they made a fortune. But anyhow, you notice those trees are growing right up where the house used to be. So, you know, that's being encouraged to wipe out
probably
all
planted there, too. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know about that. But, and then the next picture, number 8, that most people who come to see what's in number 7, the retaining wall, aren't aware that only 50 feet away, but kind of hard to get to, down a steep drop and a little path. You got to know where to look for it. That's the door that leads into Hitler's portion of that bunker. And inside there, there's a separate room for Hitler, for Eva Braun, and for individual rooms. There's nothing left of them. There's only the rock wall. Because
have you been in that one?
Yeah. You're not supposed to go in there, so I won't say that I was in it. But, yeah, I was in it. There's nothing in there. But when the Allies first got there, I don't know if it was the Americans or the French, whatever, but they got in there, and one whole room in there, small room, but one whole room was filled with phonograph records. God knows where they wound up.
Old 78s, no doubt. Yeah,
sure. 78s in those days were made out of glass with wax on them.
So that door and that set of rooms deep under there, obviously connected to all the other tunnel complexes.
Right.
Probably.
Oh, it does.
It's like a warren. The tunnel complex is still there, all of it.
Right. Unfortunately, though, the state of Bavaria, in its infinite wisdom, has walled off the tunnel at the property line, 200 feet down. They figure, okay, this is the property line. They built a brick wall there. You can't go past it. And this one section that by Hitler's door, the only way I got into that was they were doing maintenance. Mm-hmm. And the lady who owned the hotel that has access to the bunker system was my best lady friend over there. She sent me in with the workers. She was such a sweetheart. She was about 80, I think, at the time. She stood all of about 4'10", weighed about 80 pounds. And, geez, you ever make her mad, you'd think you'd just stepped into the nest of wildcats. Boy, she was just tough if you set her off. But she was a sweetheart.
Nice.
Yes, gone now.
All right, here's another picture. Number nine.
10,
I mean. 10. We're on 10.
No, number 9, because we just finished.
Nine, down the road. Yes.
Number 9. That is, come on, I'm clicking. There we go. If you look into the background there, there's a huge, huge, monster, big concrete structure way in the back.
I see it.
That's the coal bunkers. Yeah, that's the coal bunkers.
Oh, it's the top of them.
No, this is the bottom, and it goes all the way up
road. There's that whole thing is a concrete wall going all the way up to the top of the photo, just about.
And beyond,
and then there are doors at the bottom. You see them.
That's correct. This is where they stored the coal or the coke. I don't know whether it was coal or coke.
Mm-hmm.
But they stored it in there, and they would come along. There's a road up above. And the trucks would come along and dump all the coal in there. And then when somebody needed it, or when it was needed to go to some of the other buildings, they'd back a truck into the door you see there, and they'd have a little hatch in the ceiling, and they'd open it up till they filled a truck, and then a truck would come down the road that I'm walking up right now. That's me, my back to the camera. And you go back and forth. They've got it... they don't maintain it, but they haven't destroyed it either, so...
Well, give them time.
No, they passed a law now a few years ago that anything built by the Third Reich was to be considered a historical structure and cannot be destroyed.
K- can't be maintained either. No.
Yeah, right. They don't maintain them. C'est la vie.
All right. That's French. Let's see.
That's French. It means what the heck.
I know. number 10. That's Harry on the right.
Nope. That's Jeff Carson on the right.
With the purple hair?
No, on the left. I'm sorry. On the left is Jeff Carson. No, on the right, that's not me or
I'm
Jeff.
I'm making a joke.
I know. That's, what the hell's her name? I've gone blank all of a sudden. That's what happens when you get old.
Well, she's looking at that doorway. Tell us what's behind the door.
Inside the door is the tunnel complex that goes behind the coal bunkers.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And it's locked. You can't go in there, but...
You somehow managed to get in there, I assume.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I wouldn't either if I were you.
I hear the music. It's time to sell product, is it?
Well, we just don't like to necessarily think of it like that. We like to educate people about opportunities.
Oh, okay. That sounds work.
How's that?
Okay.
But seriously, that's one of your tour members?
Yeah.
That's some pretty wild colors.
That's Leslie. Leslie is a sweetheart. She's a really nice lady. She's an engineer. She lives up by you. And she's, last I heard, she was looking to change jobs. I think she's in Washington State, though.
Mm-hmm.
But she's looking for, I forget what field of engineering she's in, but she's a very intelligent lady. And
nice. She went on the tour?
Yeah, she was on a tour with us.
By herself?
Right, she came by herself.
All right.
Oh, we have single women come, almost all of them. A lot of times the guys bring their wives, but there's also individual ladies come by themselves. We don't always dig in bunkers and tunnels. We are also in museums, and also there's shopping, and there's also...
Oh, Oktoberfest, you know?
Oh, God, yes. We never miss Oktoberfest.
Right.
I sleep through most of it, but I've been there every year. And I don't drink beer. I'm not a very good Irishman. I don't drink beer.
All right. Hold on, and we'll be right back. More pictures. You can look ahead if you want at some of the pictures while we're gone. We'll be right back in just a few.